Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
Frank. Dave, good afternoon, or I guess good evening now. The darkness seems to befall us earlier and earlier these days. It must be that thing called the, what's that called? The
daylight savings?
Daylight savings, right? Something like that, right?
They still do that. They're trying to get rid of it, but it's still hanging around.
Still hanging around. How are things up in La La Land before we get started with the show? A big show.
Pretty nutty. We got tents. We got the people on the street.
Yeah.
We got the protesters. We got it all up here.
Are the homeless getting vaccinated and getting their lattes down there? Is it everything?
No, they
good?
Have to be illegal aliens to get that.
Oh, you're right. Of course. I forgot about that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then they're good. Then they can go get their Obama phones and live under the bridge and get their lattes at Starbucks, use the bathrooms. You know, it's funny. I don't go to Starbucks, obviously, and I encouraged everybody not to. But, you know, I passed by one the other day. I saw more homeless people inside getting lattes right. than I saw regular folks. I'm not shitting you, dude. That's no. absolute, swear to God, that's the truth.
Because we don't want to offend them. We don't want to offend the homeless by saying
excuse
that they're homeless.
Excuse me. The barista. You didn't put enough milk in my latte. Wait a minute. You're homeless. You're not you. But doesn't matter if I'm homeless. You didn't put enough milk in my latte. Dude, it's off the charts, out of control.
Off the chart. Well, speaking of that's on the charts and doing as well as ever. So we all know that the Biden economy is going down with the dogs
mm-hmm.
as each day goes forward, passing yep. more regulation. They're halfway to passing this monstrosity bill. They got the non-infrastructure bill passed.
Right.
Now they're working on the next one.
Right.
And now it's got to be reconciled with the Senate.
Yeah.
And just as a side note, they already have the list of all the Republicans that voted for this nonsense. They are on the chopping block.
Totally.
But as we get to know the names and we get closer to what, November of 2022, we'll start hammering them.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, who's doing the opposite of Biden is Florida. So let's talk about once again about our favorite governor, Ron DeSantis.
Definitely.
So the last stat I saw, dude, was that they added another 44,000 jobs in October.
Yep.
The job growth rate has increased 5.7% in the state this year.
Yeah.
12 consecutive months of labor force increases. This is how it's done, people.
Yeah.
This is how it's done. You knock off that mandate nonsense.
Yeah.
He's setting the blueprint of how a state should be run.
And probably blueprint for running as president also, I think, DeSantis. There's no doubt. I'm over here in Breitbart, Dave. This might be updated data from what you have. Florida's experienced 18 consecutive months of private sector job growth. Now, what does that mirror? What happened in the last 18 months, Dave? Little thing called COVID? Yeah. So despite COVID over the last 18 months, Florida has grown private sector job growth for 18 months in a row. It's got record low unemployment. People want to work there because they're incented to work, as opposed to in Democratic shithole states, they're not incented to work. He's doing everything right. And I think he could be a very interesting candidate for president. It's going to be tough going up against DJT, but you know, we'll see what happens.
I still think it's going to be Donald's, you know, he'll be able to make the call when he wants to.
Yeah.
But DeSantis is obviously there. He's warming up in the bullpen.
Exactly.
He's warming up. He's got that spitter going. He's got the curveball. He's ready to rock and
he's
roll.
He's got four or five great pitches. And by the way, Dave, the flip side of the story to Florida is Biden's America. We were just talking about this off air before we came on. I'm over here on the Gateway Pundit. 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in September amid vaccine coercion, pandemic stress, et cetera. It's basically the exact opposite of what's going on in places like Florida and Texas and Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, et cetera. People just are like, fuck it. We're going to, you know, I have enough saved. I'm not going to go through this stress. I don't feel like getting the vaccine for whatever reason. And I'm not going to work. I'm going to hunker down, let this sort of, you know, flow through and we'll see what happens. It's really the divided America is becoming increasingly obvious.
Yeah. And there are a lot of those people are still getting way too many government benefits to make it worth their while. So do you want to slave away at the Starbucks for 10 hours a day or just kick back and play your Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. So the whole school board nonsense is continuing to unravel. And I think
right.
what is smart is that the primary GOP leadership are going to seize on this as a main topic. And usually we shy away from it, but I think right. that the whole woke nonsense is like, hey, you know what, maybe we can pick up some voters by going after the school board. And I hope they continue with that. But I do want to bring up one case, and this, yes. this made Fox News. I think you saw the interview as well, but the FBI raided the home of a mother of three.
Right.
Because she dared to go. This is in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Right.
She dared to go after the local woke school board. Mm-hmm. And she was wanted the election integrity protected to way it should be.
Yeah.
So her name is Sharona Bishop.
That's right.
A good hearted woman. Just she was ready to homeschool her children.
Yeah. Yeah.
She hears a knock on the door. Can you imagine the FBI raiding?
Yeah.
A home.
The jackboots. They kicked down her door, dude. She apparently, and there's a backstory here, Dave. She apparently helped to flip 9 local school boards to the power of the parents in a recent election. So she was on the radar of the DNC. Oh, I'm sorry, I meant the FBI. Oh, I'm sorry, I meant the DNC. Are they the same thing now? I'm not quite sure. So she definitely was on the radar of the powers to be because she was having a big impact down there in Colorado. So as you said, she's been on Fox and Bannon and all over the place. But yeah, middle of the night, full tactical gear, FBI, they fully assault her place, battering ram, knock down the door, handcuff her children. Dude, handcuff her kids. They've done nothing wrong. Handcuff her kids. Now, of course, it's completely backfiring. She's all over the media. They're like, what's going on? This is related to the whole Garland thing and the memo and the school boards and all. I'll tie it back to that in my story here, Dave, where, there was this is the Gateway Pundit, where there was a parent censored at a school board meeting as he gave a speech about the National School Board Association and Attorney General Garland's memo, right? So we've covered this topic several times now in the last few weeks, and he is being grilled by Rand Paul in the Senate over this memo. And of course, there's all kinds of shenanigans. His son-in-law runs a giant CRT software sales business in the United States. They're selling CRT modules, educational modules to schools all over the country. His wife was involved with classified election counting, mathematical counting type of company during the election that was related to Dominion. I mean, this guy is conflicted 8 ways from Sunday. But as you said, bringing it back to the parents and the kids, I think this is the don't poke mama bear election point. And I think Virginia showed this very nicely, that we can totally win on nationally.
It's amazing how important they like. It's one that you don't think is important, but those school boards around in every city, in every state. Wow, they are important.
Yeah, no, dude. I think it really, for me as a dad and parents, and we have 2 young girls, and it basically comes down to this simple sentence in my view: don't fuck with our children. And that's just what keeps coming up. Sorry for the profanity, but that's just what keeps coming up in my mind over and over and over again. We're going about our lives in a perfectly legitimate, legal, normal, and moral way. What are you doing interfering in our lives, let alone kicking down doors of innocent families in the middle of the night in full assault gear?
Let's end with this story with giving a shout out to her website. So Sharona Bishop's website is called americasmom.net.
Nice.
Check it out. Support her.
Definitely.
She's just the tip of an iceberg kind of a thing, but good for her. And
great for her. Great work.
I think
for
we
her.
Might be seeing some more lawsuits coming down that way as well.
I hope so, Dave. I hope so. I got to. Oh, go ahead. You had a story for us?
I always got stories.
You got a story for us.
You got stories. Here's a juicy one.
Did we tell
one?
People this was the potpourri? This is the potpourri libtard show of the week, folks, where we hit all these rapid-fire crazy stories. Sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
This is a juicy one. We've been waiting for 2 years on this, but finally, Jeffrey Epstein's old sex trafficking partner, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, Ghislaine. How's Ghislaine doing?
That's how you say Ghislaine.
That's how you say it in France. Ghislaine. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. the trial is finally starting. Please let this be televised 24/7.
Oh, that would be great.
The names that are going to come up, the information that's going to come up.
Yeah.
If they could do Kyle Rittenhouse's trial.
Yeah, I think they could manage Ghislaine. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. that's just starting. Yeah. Everyone that's starting this coming
Epstein,
week. So check it
Epstein
out.
Island, all that, everybody who's on the Lolita Express. I mean, my
we're
Lord,
gonna get
the,
we're going to get we're going to get presidents involved. We're going to get members of the royal court in the UK involved. It's going to be juicy.
It's going to be juicy. Speaking of juicy, Dave, taking a little page out of your playbook in the media world here. So I got a story about Disney over here on the Gateway Pundit. Disney stops employee vaccination requirements thanks to DeSantis law. So, Dave, this is the Disney in Florida, not the Disney here in California where we are. This is the Disney in Orlando. And because of DeSantis's law that they put in place that forbids forced vaccinations with companies or otherwise, basically Disney, just like every other company, has to comply. And oh, by the way, I'm not sure if you caught this PS on the Disney story. Disney very quietly moved 2,000 corporate employees from Anaheim to Florida. So at the same time as they're this gigantic woke company and beholden to the far left and all the rest of it, they can manage their P&L and they manage their bottom line quite well. And they're like, hey, these people, it makes no sense to have them in California. We're putting them all in Florida where they can make more. Their dollar goes farther and our corporation runs more efficiently. If they're in Florida. So I think it's just hysterical how they, you know, they're cake and eat it too sort of thing.
Yeah, they're a bunch of two-faced scumbags, I can tell you, that run that place.
Totally.
The last thing was putting out that Dr. Fauci, investigative documentary on their channels.
Nobody watched that. Nobody, there's like eight people that watched that.
Yeah, but just the fact that they made it and trying to, you know, prop him up as some authoritarian figure. Anyway, speaking of authoritarian, now this is a fantastic summit. I don't know if you heard about this. This is groundbreaking. Yeah. Yeah. So our potato head president brought in the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau and the Mexican President Lopez Obrador.
When did this happen?
This had just happened this last week. I know it's kind of under the radar. Now you would have thought, okay, with those three together, did they talk about the border problem? No, they didn't talk about the border.
How about COVID?
Did they talk about COVID? No,
didn't touch COVID. That.
Did they talk about the economy and how they can all work together to help people's lives? No.
Dave, give me a second. Let me guess. Climate change.
Yes. Yeah. They said it was all about backing the Democrats' plan to give tax breaks to Americans who buy electric vehicles.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Potato Head Biden.
Jeez.
So, of course, Trudeau's on board. He's a big lefty. And the Mexican guy is going to basically go along with whatever we say, especially because they make a lot of our cars, you know, these days.
Right.
But that was what it was. It was all about the electric car tax credit. Look at how hip we are. We got this. We're going to help people out, and especially rich people, because for the most part, for the next few years, only wealthy people will be able to afford electric vehicles. I mean, we've all seen the price of a Tesla.
Right.
So that was the big summit.
Beautiful. And of course, as we all know, electric vehicle is probably the most unenvironmentally friendly vehicles on the market. Right. Those batteries take a million years to decompose, as opposed to a lead acid battery in a normal car, which takes about 100 years. It also can be recycled. Electric batteries cannot be recycled. So everyone, you know, they're all driving around thinking, oh, this is great. And they plug in, they get charged. Where do they think the electricity comes from? Half the power in this country comes from coal. 25% comes from natural gas. So it's all coming from you know, cool sources. So these people are just
so
deluded.
You plug the cord in the wall, but and then it's magic. It just magically happens.
Yeah, it's a wall. It's a magic plug. Magic plug. Yeah, just like Disney, just like the rides. Magic. Yeah, it's a magic plug. Dave, I don't have too much more. Any other great stories on your side?
I do. Let me one more. So California has been plagued by wildfires.
Mm.
It always is. You know, we either L.A., and up north, we around the Lake Tahoe area,
middle of
California. Just
I spent a lot of time up there. Yeah, my family loves it up there.
So they called this the Dixie Fire, and they made national news. 950,000 acres burned.
That'd be a lot.
Over 1,300 structures were torched. And was it some kind of global warming
was it
some kind of electrical thing from those nasty power stations? No,
I know it wasn't homeless people because they're all in L.A. So
they don't live in the woods.
Yeah.
So this was I won't even tell you the guy's name, but he's a former sociology professor, namely AKA known as a lefty.
Yeah,
because that's what professors are. So he started the fire.
Yeah.
And I think this guy should be in jail the rest of his life. They're all talking about giving him, you know, maybe he's going to get a couple of years. But
no way.
I mean, they really need to increase these fines.
That's arson, dude. That is like arson. That a lot of people died. I mean, that is arson. There's no way. And oh, by the way, I never heard of a conservative sociology professor. Have you?
No, exactly right. Yeah, but like, I love that they actually did a lot of homework finding this guy. So they tracked his car. They got his. They put a tracker on his car. They got the prints of his tires. So they were able to kind of connect that and make sure it was the right thing. They arrested him.
Wow.
And now basically, you know, the attorney's getting, oh, he denies that. Rah, rah, rah. I hope he's found guilty if he did do this, which it sounds like he did.
And that sounds like that storyline, My Cousin Vinny, where they did the tire test. They checked the tire tracks. Remember that? My Cousin Vinny. Remember that whole thing? Like the tire tracks? Could a Ford mint green, metallic mint green Plymouth do that tire marks, mister? No, it couldn't.
Nice. Know,
something like
good,
that.
Good reference. Good reference.
Thank
so
you, sir.
That's my last story of the day. But anyway, it's you know, it's horrible, these fires. And the idea that we find that a person started, especially not a homeless guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, it's horrendous. I was up there last August. I saw the results of the Dixie Fire, Million Acres, like you said. It was just horrendous. Just entirely, entirely preventable. Dave, great to see you this week. Hope folks at home enjoyed our libtard potpourri show of the week. Don't forget to catch us on your favorite podcast platform of choice, Apple, Google, Spotify, or Pandora. Also on social media, Getter, Gab, and MeWe. We hate Facebook and we hate Twitter. Get off those platforms. Those are just for lefties. Dave, we'll see you down the road on the right side.